This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
You know, he who controls the past controls the future. You've probably heard that before, and that's why controlling your data is so important. Because data can be manipulated to control what happens next. How the story is written up to this point is what can dictate what happens next. Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. Because you can dictate and orient things the way you can spin things. You can rewrite history, omit facts, create new ones, move forward. An idea you've probably heard before, concept you've probably heard before, because it was written by George Orwell and contained in the book 1984, but it's exactly right. Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. And so when you look at all of this control of data, your data, my data, all of this data, and not just by the government, but by big companies like Amazon and Google and everybody else that have your data, that gets cross-referenced. You know, you're not triangulated. You're triangulated to a degree that is heretofore unheard of. Every time you buy a gallon of gas or a gallon of milk, it's registered. It's a data point on a graph, a three-dimensional graph, a holographic three-dimensional graph, you are. And in effect, what can be built is what you like, what you don't like, what your habits are. Do you drink? Do you smoke? Do you stay up late? What kind of movies do you like? Do you like butter or margarine? Well, I mean, what is it that you like? White bread, wheat bread? Sexually, how are you motivated? And trust me, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And the recognition factors are getting, well, they're becoming more prevalent and ubiquitous all the time. Right now, of course, I'm putting myself out there, but if you went and walked down the street of any city of any size in America right now, how many cameras would you be on? The answer is many. I can't tell you whether it's 10 or 100 or 1,000. If you walk down the street of Detroit or Chicago or New York, the number of cameras that have you picked up in any given moment can be dozens, maybe more. And now with facial recognition, you have a recipe for a disaster, I think. Amazon has reportedly been selling a facial recognition software they call Recognition, with a K, by the way. Recognition. Yes, this is the same Amazon, the same Jeff Bezos, who is working on securing a no-bid contract worth tens of billions of dollars to create the new cloud, if you will, for the United States government. They will have security clearances at the highest levels of government. Will Jeff Bezos' team, even though he reportedly still would not submit for a background check for security clearance. Isn't that interesting? A guy worth all that money controls all of these companies, controls all of this information about you and I and everybody else won't submit to that background check. The recognition to law enforcement agencies is a key to identifying you. So whether you're in a store, because Amazon sells this sort of software to store owners, boom, there's facial, here it is. You remember the scene of Tom Cruise coming in, welcome back. How did you like your pair of dungarees or whatever it was? I don't want computers talking to me in that fashion. I find that highly invasive. I mean, I'm just a guy who likes to do a job, and I like my job, and then I want to go with the kids and I want to maybe go fishing this weekend and I don't want to walk into the local sporting goods store and, hello, Mr. Gruber, welcome back. How did those lures work for you? Were the children happy? Don't do that to me. I just want to go fishing with the kids and Ivy and have a nice time. I don't want to be creeped out by the fact that everything that I do and everything that I buy and everything that happens that's connected to a credit card, a debit card, a computer of some sort, whether it's the gas pump or the grocery store, everything's connected to a computer. Even the farm markets have the little square, you know, on top of the phone. You swipe your card, boom, there you go. Everybody's interconnected. Civil rights groups are crying foul over this recognition software, citing concern about the potential misuse of such a tool. You don't say. You think people would really misuse such a thing? Dozens of organizations like the ACLU have submitted letters to Amazon. They don't care. Jeff Bezos, he doesn't care. They've asked the company to stop the distribution of their new tool. They won't. The statement that was given them reads in part, recognition, again, spelled with a K, you could look it up. Recognition is a powerful surveillance system readily available to violate rights and target communities of color, says the ACLU. I don't care about color. It's not a race thing, you idiots. It's about an invasion of privacy, period. You know, sometimes these folks just play a card that is completely unnecessary and shuts down a bunch of the conversation. Because a lot of folks would look at that, well, you know, they're going to turn into a race conversation. I'm out. Because that's been rammed down people's throats for too long. It's too easy of a go-to. It's too trite. It's too predictable. It's too overplayed, that card. And so, therefore, people go, I don't want anything to do with that. All they had to say is recognition is a powerful surveillance system readily available to violate the rights of American citizens. With recognition, Amazon delivers these dangerous surveillance powers directly to the government, as if the government didn't have it to begin with or wasn't working on it. Amazon just decided to get paid on it. Now, again, I go back to, here's Jeff Bezos, who controls nearly 40% of the online retail market of everything, now getting a deal with the United States government to deliver the new cloud, getting paid there, and now putting together this recognition software. Facial recognition. It's already in use in places like Orlando, Florida, by the way. This is a guy who was selling books online in the late 1990s. He was an online bookstore. Man, did his cards play right. Seriously, I mean, think about what it took for his cards to play out in that sequence for all of these things to happen. Oregon's Washington County. The Sheriff's Department there has been using the new technology for a year. Deputy and agency spokesman Jeff Talbot said, it's not mass surveillance, it's not real-time surveillance. Well, what is it? Their office said they have caught a number of people using recognition by identifying suspects using photos and video footage supplied by victims. People should be free to walk down the street without being watched by the government, though. And that's what, you know, the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution would, in practical application, prohibit such behavior by the government. But don't kid yourself, all right? Don't kid yourself. It is 14 after. Who's watching you? Everybody. Everybody. And their friends and their family and their friends and their family and their friends and their family.